Coming up on Stuck in Beta, we're drinking Cerveza Rio from Piney River and catching up on movies, breaking down the new Shrek 5 and Spider-Man trailers, plus a review of Studio 666.
I'm going to try to survive a weekend full of nieces, nephews, and finally moving to the first floor on this rental house rewire.
While Peter and I are living on terrible fast food, we're also watching a lot of Cardinal baseball and testing the basement for radon.
We've also got Chili Dog Cheez-Its, a terrifying Six Flags skyscraper rescue, and Bob Odenkirk bringing back Saul Goodman.
Plus, viral rug power washing, which really isn't viral at all, but whatever. And some long overdue workshop video updates. It all starts right now. That's enough. Hey, welcome to Stuck in Beta. I am Greg.
And I am Josh.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's a warm day outside, but it's a nice warm day outside.
And it's... Oh, come on.
Oh, now your watch is talking to you.
It's like, I think, 12 degrees cooler than yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's still hot.
But not too bad.
I had... I ran this morning, and I think it was one of the toughest mornings just because the humidity.
Hmm.
It's like cranked up to a billion.
I think I saw it was like 90% or 95% when I woke up this morning.
Ah, man, it makes it hard to just breathe and it's no fun.
Yeah.
So we're down in the basement. I wanted to alarm you with... So you may hear, speaking of alarms, you may hear my radon alarm, my radon detector down here. So something, if you have a basement, you should check the radon levels in your basement and the neighbor up the street, and next door. They are both, one has a mitigation system already, which sucks out the gas, you know, the radon gas, and the other one, they're getting one.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I better check our levels, you know. So my sister-in-law, she's a realtor, and she said that those two-day tests, you know, those are for just passing an inspection or something. Don't get something for real for yourself.
Yeah.
So I got on Amazon, got a digital one. It's been running, I don't know, about 5 days almost. And, well... Let's just say the four is like the anything over four is you need to consider mitigation or they recommend it's pretty high. So mine on average has been about 6.7. And we just looked at it when we came down here. It was 10 something.
Gosh.
So.
Yeah, that's freaking me out a little bit because, as you know, our basement our bedroom is in the basement. We have a walkout basement, as do you, but our basement's all finished. Bathroom, the whole nine yards, living room. And Lori and I have made that our bedroom years ago because it's a three-bedroom house and we had four kids and were able to kind of move them around and, you know, they weren't as crowded. So we've been down there for like probably 15 years sleeping, and radon's never been on my radar, so I guess I should look into it now. But you say the damage is done. I'm cooked. I really hope that something bad doesn't happen to me and like this is living out there. It's like, oh, but I guess maybe I'll help somebody else out.
Yeah, well, no, okay. Let's not jump to conclusions, but you may want to check. I mean... Do you know of any other houses in the subdivision that have?
Yeah, you mentioned that I think it's your one next door or down the street that you can see that pipe coming out the side. I have seen that at least on one house. I don't know if I've seen any others in our subdivision. It's a pretty good distance away from me, like on a different street. And I just remember seeing it because I was like, I don't even know what that is. And it wasn't until you showed me or something that I... made the connection that, oh, that's what's sticking out of the side of their house and going up, you know, to their roof or whatever.
So maybe get it checked.
Yeah, I think I will.
Well, on a different note, we'll switch gears and try our beer for the week.
Yeah, before it gets too much warmer.
Yeah, so my fridge needs a good this isn't as cold as it should be, but we'll make do.
Yeah.
My fridge is going through needs to be defrosted. The freezer does, and that's what controls the temperature of everything in
Yeah. I poured nice. So this one, we didn't even say what it is. This is Mexican style lager, Cerveza Rio from Piney River Brewing Company.
Yeah, I got that sampler pack, and I think we tried one a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So traditional Mexican style lager, light in body and color, hopped with German Hallertau. Hallertau middle fru for a crisp, clean finish. Okay, there you go.
Cerveza Rio, it says the English translation of that is river beer. Well, beer to be enjoyed in, on, or near the river in
float
the Ozarks.
But they already have that float trip lager.
Do they?
So this is essentially the Mexican float trip lager. Huh?
That's funny.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, this smells very familiar to something we've had before.
I mean,
that's pretty good, actually.
It's a sweet lager.
Uh-huh. I like it.
I mean, Mexican lager, that'd be like Corona, right?
Yeah, but those are pretty weak, though, in my opinion. They don't have a whole lot of flavor or body.
Yeah, you got to put a lime in it, because otherwise it's kind of got that skunk flavor.
It can. This one's pretty good. I kind of like it. It's funny how fast the head dissipated, though. I mean,
yeah, like really quick.
Almost no carbonation. It was full on carbonation when I poured it, but it disappeared.
To me, it has a sweet corn like flavor. I mean, I'm not gonna say like Busch beer. But it does, it kind of has that.
Yeah, I could see that. But with that, it seems like it has a hint of a hoppiness that gives it almost like a lime flavor or something on that note. So I like it.
So interesting enough, they, in Southwest Missouri, they private label this beer for a few different restaurants. Dogwood Canyon, where it's sold as Dogwood Canyon Lager. Mexican Villa Restaurants, where it's sold as Flying Ace Lager. You can also find it on shelves at, Cerveza Rio. So that's interesting that they, because I remember there's been a few, I thought O'Fallon used to throw out a few beers of theirs, and a couple local places had like, oh my gosh, my watch wants to talk to me. Yes, don't disturb.
Yeah, it was usually their red ale, right?
Yeah.
That they would brew and it would.
There you go.
There's your red. You got all kinds of bells and whistles going off around here.
Sorry, we're sitting in a battleship.
How long does that beep?
Well,
this is going to be
usually
in our beer
I hear games. Usually I hear the beeping. And I'm on the second, two floors up.
Yeah.
So by the time I make it down, it's already stopped. Yep. So
it'll be interesting to see if our microphones pick this up. So our lavalier mics that we wear for the YouTube video that I upload, I realized yesterday that there's a setting on the transmitter for sound deadening or filtering out sound from outside of just our voices. So
right.
Interesting to see if that
does get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Reduces that.
I gotta say this is a good beer. This is like they said, Cerveza Rio, river beer or whatever. Uh-huh. This is like a float trip beer to me. It's,
yeah.
It's literally sitting at a campsite going by the river, a good, not a heavy beer, but a good swimming pool beer, lawnmower beer, whatever you want to call it. It's a summertime beer.
Yeah, 5%. I don't know if we mentioned that earlier, but it's nice and light and tastes good. I would give it a B for sure, maybe B plus.
Yeah, yeah, a B plus, A minus, I'd be in there. Yeah, yeah.
It's a good beer. Everything Piney River has been really good. I don't think I've ever had anything from them where I've been like, eh, or you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
just definitely never disappointed. And I can't even say that I've ever had anything where it's just been like, yeah, boring.
Yeah. So,
good one.
Recommended.
Yep.
All right.
What have you been up to?
My wife and daughter went on a road trip to Chicago with their friend, like a friend and her two girls. They went up to Chicago, so they go to the American Girl doll store and all that. And Peter and I have had kind of a guy's time. And well, I mean, he's been at summer school during the day, but we've, it's kind of been like just the boys. He's he's been, I've let him since he's like, really wanted to go. I'm like, you wouldn't have enjoyed. It's no. Not a fun trip to Chicago. You're going to be going shopping and American Girl. They told me they were there about 8 hours.
Oh my God.
Well, not in one day, but total.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But still, I think she said they were there like 3 hours to shop and another hour to go into their restaurant. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
I'm really surprised that's still such a big thing. Cause I think Lexi was into that like 15 years ago or something.
Yeah. Apparently it is. I mean, they used to have a store here in St. Louis, but that was like 12 years ago when they shut that down. But anyway, I've been doing whatever he wants for dinner, and it's consisted of McDonald's, Sonic, and Taco Bell.
Mm.
And man, do you feel it after, like, when Molly got home yesterday, and she goes, "What do you want for dinner tonight?" And I go, "Something that's not in a paper bag."
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't say a salad or something.
Yeah, I mean, that would be good, too. But, man, it's not even that good anymore. Like, you know, like you used to go, oh, this is good. Oh, I crave this. To me, I don't know. Taco Bell I used to love, but it's just been awful. So, I don't know.
I haven't liked Taco Bell in a long, long time. But my kids still like Taco Bell and McDonald's, and I never really eat that stuff. Very, very rarely. Culver's is my place, as we know from two weeks ago we did our top five.
Well, we eat McDonald's or whatever when there's something new out.
Mm-hmm. That's true, yeah, and we've been a little bit disappointed by some of it, because especially like the fries or the chicken whatever strips or whatever we got from Burger King were like rubbery and definitely frozen.
Yeah. So, hoping to get back into, better food.
Well, speaking of spending time with kids, last weekend, Friday when I left here, after hanging out with you, my wife was, she had our two nephews over at the Splash Pad in town here.
Oh, yeah.
And they had been there, like, all day. Like, she spent, you talk about 8 hours at American Girl Dow, they probably spent, like, 8 hours over the course of 2 days at the Splash Pad.
Oh, really?
I went there with them for a little while, and it was hot. You know, like, the sun was at the angle where the shades weren't really doing much. But these kids, these two boys, I think they're 7 and 5, I believe. They were going down the little slide they have there. Have you seen it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's no more than
the Turtle Cove or whatever it's called. Yeah.
No more than 6 feet tall, I would say. Maybe even less than that. And they were, like, just over and over and over again just going down this slide. They were having a blast and didn't want to leave. And then we went to Culver's and they were fine there. But they're coming back again tomorrow night. And tomorrow night they're bringing their sister. So we're going to have all three of them and our granddaughter, Lila. Landon will be there with us. But we have four kids.
To the Splash Pad again.
I mean, we're going to have to do something. They're going to be probably kind of crazy if they're all in our house. And in our house isn't child. I mean, it's not like it's not child friendly, but it's not set up like it was whenever our kids were little.
Right.
So we're keeping them overnight because they have to, their parents have to go to Chicago to pick up their, my brother-in-law's sister. So we're going to have them overnight. We'll have them for like 24 hours or so. And, you know, it's a lot. So
yeah.
Hopefully we all survive and the house survives and all that. But that's on the agenda for us this weekend. And then we'll probably need to recover from that.
Oh, yeah. So that's just Friday into Saturday night or Friday into Saturday.
Yeah. It's like Friday midday through Saturday midday. Not too bad, but it's enough.
Yeah. There's plenty of stuff to find to do.
Yeah. We'll have to get out and
one of the coolest. So I know we have two decent, playgrounds around here at the park at Festus. And then there's the one at Herculaneum, but there's this really cool one. I'll have to find that it has this huge climbing area.
We may have taken them to it. We've taken them to quite a few, indoor and outdoor.
Man, it was huge though, and I can't remember where it was. Was it? No, that's Forest Park.
Well, if you think about it,
I'll have to. It is.
We probably don't want to travel too far.
Well, yeah,
we'll have to take two cars with
four kids. Oh, yeah, that's true. You don't have a.
I don't have a big three-row vehicle anymore.
A three-row vehicle. So, well, there you go.
Yeah, that's what's on my agenda for this weekend, pretty much, and what I've done over the last week. Other than that, it hasn't been all that eventful.
Yeah. We're taking off. My kids, they're in summer school until the end of June, and then, but on Friday is Juneteenth, so they're off for that. Molly is off for that. I'm not off, but I'm taking off, and they don't know yet, but we're taking them to see Toy Story 5.
Oh, cool.
So they'll be excited about that, and we'll probably just spend the day doing stuff with them.
Yeah, that's fun. We considered that, but again, they're so little, and the niece is like, I think she's 4, so it's probably, I don't know if she would sit still, and definitely not the granddaughter. But we did consider last weekend we were going to go see Masters of the Universe your review of that. And I asked Lori if she saw that it was playing, and she's like, yeah, but I didn't know what it was. And I told her it was He-Man. And then she's like, oh, okay. She looked at showtimes, and it was playing at like 4:30, which we were like at the splash pad at 4 o'clock. So she's like, oh, I don't want to go right now. And then it was playing at 8:30 in the evening. So she didn't do it, but then her mom ended up, she told her mom, and her mom had the boys the next night, and she took them to see that movie. Yeah. And I guess they enjoyed it.
She said
they had a really good time. But her mom, Lori's mom, their grandma, said that she thought it was too much fighting.
I felt it was more realistic than the old Filmation, He-Man from the 80s. I think they had so many little, what do they do it? With kids programming, they couldn't do certain things. Like, they couldn't punch another person. Funny thing is, He-Man never punched another person in there. He would pick up boulders and throw them, or he'd, like robots and stuff that are androids, you know. Oh, that's okay, you know. But when it came to, like, other people, you could never punch them.
That's interesting.
So in this, yeah, they could
do a lot more.
But I mean, I don't know.
I'd still like to check it out. I'd probably wait until it's available on streaming service or something, though.
Yeah. So, yeah. Other thing, I've been watching a lot of Cardinals this year.
Yeah.
I gotta say, that Cardinals TV, the fact that I can I haven't had this in years because there's been every cable or streaming service that I had fights with Fox Sports or FanDuel or whatever the heck it was. And now I actually can watch the games, you know? And it's like, man, I have not been, you know, I follow the Cardinals, but I'm way more into it this year than I've been in like the past 5 years or so, just because they've made it easy this year. And I don't understand. This should have been done long ago. Yeah,
10 years ago.
Yeah. I mean,
and they're playing well this year. That helps too.
It helps too, but I think when you have a good fan base, it helps the team as well, you know?
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's a good point. And yeah, so you being into it, you've gone to what one
I've
or
only
two games?
Went to one just game, one? But yeah, seeing just seeing them do well or at least win 2 out of 3 in a series, that's you know, that's all you ask.
but if you have, like you said, it all kind of fits together. So if you have people that are interested and, you know, they're able to see the game or watch it at home, they're more likely then probably to go to a game.
Right.
They're more likely to spend a little bit extra money or wear the gear or talk about it like we are right now.
It's all advertisement for the team, you know?
Yeah. It's so weird that it took them so long to figure that out.
Yeah. Like, oh, you can have the... Yeah, I remember so long... I mean, this is going 20 years. They've had that MLB TV probably about that long. And you could get it, but it was always blacked out, the games here. And I'm like, well, what... This makes no sense. So I had to get a VPN in order to...
I wonder if there's... Because I don't have it, and I had it for 7 days for a free trial early in the season, and then I was like, I don't really feel like I'm going to have the opportunity to watch that many. And maybe that's just a short-sighted on my part, but I feel like we don't watch a whole lot of TV.
That's...
And then in the evenings when we do, it's like, well, we want to watch a show as opposed to a sporting event.
I think that's kind of where we are. There's no real show that we have to watch or whatever there's nothing that, I mean, yeah, there's the occasional streaming thing that comes on or TV show that we watch, but, for the most part, we don't watch a lot of anything of any substance. It may be a rerun of something or, you know, or just the news, and this is like, oh, Cardinal game's on. I'll just throw this on. It's some even background noise of anything.
And I bet, too, having it on and just being somewhat, like, close to it, it also brings your kids into it a little bit, too.
They've
continue the tradition. Because if you weren't watching it at all and didn't take any part, like, your kids probably would not even have any interest whatsoever.
They don't. It's funny how you're right there. They come in and they'll look at cool, the Cardinals are winning, or, you know, something like that.
That's good.
I mean, they're not close into watching it as I am, but, you know, get the general idea. What else?
You got several interesting news topics.
Well, interesting, I don't know. one thing.
I did watch them all. Or read them all.
So, yeah, Bob Odenkirk did his Saul Goodman for a fake trailer, basically saying how good the Constitution is.
Yeah.
I guess it's more of a salute to the 250th anniversary type thing.
I guess that's what it was for, yeah.
But it's weird that Saul Goodman has been the Better Call Saul show. And Breaking Bad, they've been off the air for so long. And he's just like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then the guy who played Mike on the show, too, was at the end. I approve this message.
I didn't even know that I don't know why I thought this, but I feel like that guy looks exactly the same as he did in Breaking Bad whenever that came out.
Yeah.
long time ago. I didn't even know he was still alive. For some reason, I thought that he had passed away, but he looks exactly the same.
His story, because it's not only Saul Goodman's story, it's Mike Ehrmantraut's story on on Better Call Saul. Hmm. And sometimes his story is more interesting.
Hmm.
But it's a really cool show. I recommend that show.
I never watched. I watched like the first three or four episodes, and I was like, "This is so boring."
I think it progressively gets better throughout the year. Yeah,
you put it on our list. But I saw this other story that you shared of people getting stuck on the skyscraper at Six Flags.
Yeah,
man, that would have been awful. I was just putting myself in those people's shoes, and so it was a family of four, right? And there was like two teenage girls and mom and dad.
And I didn't really understand why were there only four people. Was it that
it was a dead? It was a weekday, wasn't it?
I guess.
I don't know, but it was late in the day because it was dark whenever they finally got them down.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what time the park closes during the week, but it had to be like just about time for the park to close.
So, man, for those that don't know, it's essentially, you know, the swings where you sit in the little chair and you just have that bar over you. But instead of like the normal swings that just go around, this one goes up on a tower.
Yeah.
Like, I think they weren't at the highest point.
They were midway, yeah.
So it's about 240 feet, 250 feet.
I think so. Which is ridiculous. I've never ridden it, and I don't know if I ever will.
Oh, yeah, that's one that Molly will never ride. She goes, see, they were dumb for getting on that ride. I go, I like that ride. I've never seen you ride it. It's because you never want to ride it.
But they were in there for, what'd they say, 4 hours? Is that right? And they were saying that the employees or whatever were trying to do everything they could to bring it back down. But I was thinking about if I were in that situation, I would have been thinking, like, if they're trying this stuff, like, what? I would have been expecting it to just, like, drop.
Oh, and,
oh my God. That would have been.
Don't push any buttons.
Yeah, exactly. Leave it alone.
Or if it starts raising up, you're like, oh, no. We're going the wrong direction.
Oh. And they were saying there was storms about ready to come in.
Could you imagine? Okay, you wait in line to get on this, but you're like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But you know, we have a few minutes. There's no line. Right. Let's go on this first.
Yeah, I thought about that too. Because 4 hours is a long time.
Oh yeah, especially kids.
Yeah, that would have freaked me out. I would not have enjoyed that at all. It makes me queasy just even thinking about it.
So have you ever been stuck on a ride ever?
I don't think so. Nothing comes to mind other than, yeah, just the pauses that you get whenever they're trying to like load or unload a train or whatever.
Right.
At the end, but I can't think of anything else.
I've been on the Screaming Eagle before. Ooh. And this was on the very end, though. It was, you know, at the very end, how it goes into the station, yeah. And it's like a real long straightaway before it gets. It kind of stopped, like right at the end of the hill.
Okay.
And we weren't like on a hill. We were just stuck on that straightaway, but we were there for about 20 minutes or so.
That sounds familiar. Was I with you by any chance?
No, that was... No? I know my dad was with me.
Maybe.
And he's like, you could just slip out of this if you want to. I go, yeah, I could. Because I was real... I was, I don't know, maybe 12 or something at the time. Huh. But, man, I'm sure there was another one. But, I mean, there's many times where I've been on... not a coaster, but maybe... Like the dark rides where you just, it's not really any hills or something, but they stop it to load some, you know, someone in a wheelchair, and that's why it stopped or something like that. It's not, you're not 120 feet in the air.
Oh my God, I know. Yeah, just dangling there.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Not fun. And the fire department had to come and rescue them. They had a crane that they put up there. That's how they got them down. They didn't fix the ride.
Yeah.
To get them down. They actually had to put them in a harness, put them in a crane,
so,
and bring them down.
How do you get people back on that ride after after something like that?
Yeah.
What are the chances of it happening again? You know,
I saw at the end of the story, the spokesperson for Six Flags, she was like, we go through all the safety protocol every single day. It has to be checked off by all these people. We go step by step, and we will continue to do that. We believe everything is safe. But still, like, what was the root cause? You know, I mean, they didn't know it that night, obviously. But, man, yeah, that's creepy.
Well, everyone's safe, so that's good.
Yeah.
One other news story is not that interesting, but Pizza Hut was sold off. The only reason I find it interesting is because that was a part of Pepsi's little brand, their Yum Brands. Mm-hmm. And they sold it off to...
like a Chinese company, right?
Yeah, $2.7 billion. Private equity firm, Long Range Capital.
Were they a Chinese company?
No,
I misread that.
So they're buying everything except the mainland China business. Mm. And then in China, it's bought by Yum China Holdings.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't had Pizza Hut in a very, very long time.
It's not good.
Really? There used to be one here in Festus, and then it moved to a new location, like in a strip mall, and it wasn't there for very long at all, it seemed like.
No, it's still there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was gone.
Right by Main Street, by the Baptist Church there at the corner.
Oh, but it used to be over by Petco or whatever.
Yeah, okay. So it was, yeah, it was... People who don't live around here are going to be confused, but it was in the mall, in the strip mall by like around where Hibbett's was. Then it moved to that other, and they had like a dining area and stuff. But I guess they don't have enough
dine-ins. Dine-ins. Yeah.
So essentially, now it's carry out and delivery only.
Oh, yeah. So whenever I was a kid, we would go occasionally. What was the other one? We've talked about this before. What was the one in Arnold that was pretty popular? That was where we went most of the time. The pizza place. It's not around anymore.
Pantera's,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But occasionally we would go to Pizza Hut, and they had these massive dining rooms, which is so kind of crazy to think about, you know? There's nothing like that anymore.
Yeah. I think they do have them. I mean, this is before it's sold off, so I'm sure they still exist.
Them. Yeah.
So they have these restaurants called Pizza Hut Classic, where it's got the old red roof.
Yeah.
And then the insides have the red and white tablecloths. Hmm. They have those, the Pizza Hut, crystal
chandeliers.
Or were they Coca-Cola or Pizza Hut? One of the two.
Yeah.
Or Pepsi, maybe. It'd have to be Pepsi.
Right. Yeah.
And, they had those big red plastic cups.
Yeah.
And I don't know why soda just tasted better out of those things. I don't know why.
Huh. Yeah. Well, maybe they'll continue on, but just under a different...
And some have the buffet still, too.
Really?
That was always cool, too, when they had that.
Well, I'm getting hungry.
Okay. yeah. We've got a snack. Let's do it. Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts. I always forget to take a picture of my beer when it's full
you got the can there.
For the album art of our podcast. Oh, today... We have Cheez-It, but not any old Cheez-It flavor. It says official U.S. soccer snack. I thought it was like, there's a lot of 250th, America snacks and things like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, the flavor on this is chili cheese dog. Oh, it smells like.
Take a whiff.
Yeah. You know what it's probably going to remind me of?
It smells like it smells like the kind of the fake pizza smell.
fake pizza smell. Oh, yeah. Kind of smells like cardboard box.
I was going to say the same thing.
Now, I do not like Cheez-Its.
Really?
No, I think they're terrible.
This Cheez-Its, regular Cheez-Its, are my wife's absolute favorite snack.
They're F tier. They're terrible.
I could do without them as well. But I don't hate them. But
I don't like Goldfish crackers either, though.
Man, they taste exactly like they smell to me.
If you told me these were pizza, I'd believe you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not getting chili. I'm not getting hot dog.
No. Not bad, but I would say it is almost exactly like the smell, the aroma. I said it smelled like fake pizza. You said it smelled like cardboard. I agree. And it's like you get that pizza flavor, like that fake pizza flavor, which is, I'm sure it's just some kind of combination of spices because you can actually see them on there. But then it does still taste like cardboard to me.
Yeah. Now, the seasoning's fine. It's pleasant. It's not terrible, but but I don't get chili cheese dog at all.
No. I mean, they're not bad. I'm actually liking them a little bit more, but definitely still tastes like pizza to me.
All right. On your snacks, you have your S tier being the best. You got A, B, C, D, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What letter would you put them?
I don't know. Where did this tier system come from?
I've watched everyone do it, so I got to do it too. Yeah,
I've seen it.
Well, I mean, letter ranking has always been, but something's higher. Something can be. S is essentially an A+.
Is that what it is? I would say it's like B, C.
Mm.
So what's the order? S, A, B, C?
Yeah, it's your letter grades, yeah.
D, F?
Yeah. It's not an F. It's not. Yeah, I'd put it maybe a C.
I'll have a few more.
You don't mind it.
No.
So it does have, to me, it has the same seasoning that they put on pizza Pringles.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But like I said, not a huge fan of Cheez-Its to begin with, so
yeah. This
really wasn't for me. Hey, but I'm the one who bought them.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Lori would like these. I bet she would.
Well, you can take her some of these because my kids probably won't even try them. They'll go, oh, I'm not trying that.
There's a hot dog. Wait, they like hot dogs, though, don't they?
Yeah, but they'll think, oh, chili on it. Yeah. Oh, no, I can't have that.
Hmm.
You know, chili cheese Fritos, though?
Yeah.
Those are good. And they should. I feel that flavor is what these should have.
Yeah, as you were saying that, I was trying to think, is this comparable to that at all? And it's like adjacent to that. It has, if you have that in your mind, you can kind of get that flavoring. But I wonder if it's the cheddar flavor that's kind of offsetting all the others, because it's still it looks like it's regular Cheez-Its with that flavoring on there.
I guess that's possible.
Unlike the there's a white cheddar Cheez-It.
Yeah, I think that's Molly's. Yeah, white cheddar. I think that's Molly's favorite. Or there's a cheddar Jack, too. Mm. She likes Cheez-Its. I argue. But I'm not going to. If you like them, go ahead. I don't care.
Yeah.
But
we used to have them. Lori used to make this. She called it a trail mix that she used to make for the kids back whenever they were in school, because they used to take their lunch every day. And it was Cheez-Its, cashews, M&M's, and pretzel sticks.
Mm.
There's regular Cheez-Its. And the like our kids enjoyed them. They usually had them like with their, they would have a sandwich or something as their, you know, their full lunch. But like all of these other kids for years have come up to us and been like, oh, I love that trail mix that you guys used to bring. So like our kids would share it with the
right
kids around. And then as it became more popular, like Lori was sending more and more of it. But I always thought, I mean, it was okay, but I would like, I would try it and I'm like, oh, this isn't all, that isn't the best like combination of things. But for high school kids, it was amazing.
I guess so. I never really liked these, but the in Chex Mix, they have a similar cracker, the cheddar Chex Mix,
yeah,
but they're like a triangle,
mm-hmm,
but they're cheesier and they just go well with the cheddar cheese Chex Mix.
Okay.
So there you go.
Yeah.
There's my
better than a Cheez-It.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. These aren't terrible.
There
I,
you go.
I still feel like
these aren't terrible.
I still feel like the B, C range, maybe C.
I think I poured too many for me. I'm
yeah,
just like,
you can't even finish your first batch.
I'm like, ugh. Okay, whatever. You want some more?
Well, maybe.
Well, eating salty snacks. I need more to drink, okay?
I hear you. These Cheez-Its are making me thirsty.
There you go. I had
perfect.
When did I become the most terrible pourer of beer?
I don't know. This one looks pretty good to me.
I think I'd never be make it in the bartending business. All right, we'll go to our movie section, TV.
Did you hit record again?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
Did you didn't watch anything this week?
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, I just continue to watch House of the Dragon, and it's like I feel like it's getting a little bit better. We're in season two, but it's still nothing like Game of Thrones, in my opinion. I really love that show.
Yeah.
But that's what Lori and I are watching together. Other than that, no, just, you know, YouTube and whatnot.
So I watched this movie that it came out probably about, I think it was 4 years ago or something, called Studio 666. It's from the, it's actually a movie by the Foo Fighters.
Oh.
Taylor Hawkins is in it, so it was before he,
oh,
before he died.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, let's just say it's kind of like a B horror movie, like one of those,
oh, yeah,
very kind of cheesy, bad horror movies, but with them. So essentially they're wanting to record their new album or whatever. But this is going to be our 10th album. We need to do it, you know, record it somewhere cool. You know, we've been to all those other studios, and they go to this just creepy house, and essentially stuff happens. And
yeah.
Huh. Dave gets possessed by essentially the devil. And yeah.
Huh. I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah.
They have a new album out, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been listening to it. It's pretty good.
I haven't checked it out yet, but
yeah, it's not bad. They got a new drummer. Yep. It's good to see they've continued. And I know, not to go too deep on it, but I know he's had his issues. Dave Grohl has, and I guess, you know, his family's doing okay. His daughter actually has, she's recording and releasing music as well. And
oh yeah,
I've listened to one or two songs of hers and they're pretty good. And she, apparently this is a story anyways, she says that she did it all on her own, no help or support or any kind of like things that came her way from him. And she,
how is that possible?
That's the story she said. They both have
just her being her.
Yeah, I don't know if she would. I guess they would know the last name, but she said that she like got signed and everything, and told her parents afterwards.
Hmm.
So
that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But you would think it's easy to know who
probably
her dad is. You know,
probably. Yeah.
Like, oh, maybe we can get Grohl on one of your tracks. You know.
Yeah.
Your dad. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember her being on the Taylor Hawkins tribute, mm-hmm, thing. I know she did couple songs
yep.
on that. So two trailers came out. Shrek 5. I didn't even know they were doing a Shrek 5.
I think Eddie Murphy. Charlie Murphy. I think Eddie Murphy talked about it on the Netflix special that he had.
Oh, yeah.
That he was continuing that, yeah.
From the trailer, it looks like all donkey. And
yeah, it did.
I don't think Shrek maybe said one word, like, donkey, stop!
Yeah, that was about it. It was a very short trailer. It was only like a minute and 20 seconds.
Yeah, I think, what do you call it? It's kind of a teaser.
Yeah. I didn't watch this one. I'm just now seeing the link that you had in there, Spider-Man Brand New Day. I watched the first one, which was freaking awesome, so I need to watch this one.
Yeah, this one's really good. I won't ruin it for you, but I won't ruin a trailer for you.
Yeah.
But anyway, you'll see some familiar face.
Oh,
in that.
Man, that's yeah. cool. When does that come out?
July 31st.
July 31st, man. Yep. I want to go see that.
Yeah, I want to see that too. So that looks really good. And I really haven't been watching anything. I told you I watched that Widow Bay show. I think the final episode just came out today, maybe, or yesterday. I got to check it out. I thought that show was really good. It's probably not getting a lot of, like, praise or anything. I don't. You know, like, some of these shows just come and go without yeah. people knowing that they even existed.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Too much.
What was that one again? I've already forgotten.
It's the creepy island that the guy's the mayor of.
Oh,
and he's
right.
trying to get, mm-hmm. you know, people to start coming to it. Like mm-hmm. it's a resort.
Okay. What network is that on?
Apple TV.
Apple. Okay.
Yeah, I feel know like where to find it.
I feel like Apple is, they have decent quality shows, but it's like, if we go with the tier system, it's probably like a C or something, or at least I feel that way, because it's just not as well known or readily available, I feel like.
Yeah, I'd say that.
I don't know as much.
But then you have like shows like Ted Lasso, which was huge.
Oh, that's
true.
That's
on Apple TV. Shrinking is huge, you know?
Oh, yeah. You're contradicting me. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Maybe Amazon is like F tier. I have Amazon Prime, and
but then you
and
have so shows like no right
yeah.
They all have their hits, but then yeah. you know,
lots of other filler crap.
Yeah. Let's skip ahead to music and
see, okay.
The big thing I texted you as soon as I saw it the other day. It said Mike Patton says that. They will be, or no, they, Faith No More got a new,
it's like a marketing
firm.
Or?
Yeah, marketing firm. Yeah. And then the Faith No More official site or page or what do you call it?
Yeah.
I'm old.
Yeah.
Their Instagram or whatever. It said 2027.
Yeah.
And then what was it? Mike Borden or one of them from the band had posted, yep, we'll be touring in 2027.
And that's the original. Wait, what's the guitarist's name? The guy with the red glasses?
Oh, maybe it wasn't him.
No, I was wondering, because I saw a comment saying that they thought the two of them had gotten back together, Mike Patton and the guitarist. You got it up there.
Mike Borden? Name?
Jim Martin. Jim Martin. I think I saw
Mike Borden's
a comment
a drummer.
That it said Mike and Jim were together and like laughing and stuff. So I could be fake, but that would be cool because he hasn't been around for a while.
It was the bassist that confirmed it. I was way up. It was Bill Gould who confirmed that they're returning to live. He goes, we're going to play, and I think we could do it for a few more years or something.
I know the rest of the band has been wanting to do that, but it was definitely Mike Patton who's the holdout and been more difficult to work with.
And that's what I thought, too, because they had those reunion shows and we're like, oh, yes.
We had tickets
and then COVID came and then they're like, oh, we're rescheduling for next year. And then then there was the because of
his mental health issues.
Mental health.
Which he went and did Mr. Bungle with no issue
yeah,
whatsoever.
Yeah, the same, like at the same time. And you're uh-huh. like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
So, I sure hope, and we will definitely be there. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I told Lori about it this morning. She's like, well, you don't know where it's going to be, but you're going to travel to go see him? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. we got to see him.
Yeah.
Because if we wait for them to make it to St. Louis, we may never see them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there yeah, is absolutely. A St. Louis date, yeah, I'd love to just
if
go
it,
here for
if
me,
it's but. Initially announced that there's a St. Louis date, but if it's like a short, like whatever, like,
yeah.
you know, a 20 show, yeah, city set, and they're not on there, but there's a chance it could be added later, I would say go to where it's like, a definite
yeah.
instead of waiting it out. But and then if they come to St. Louis, then we go see them twice.
There you go. You got to get all your – you got to see them as much as you can because I don't think it's going to yeah. happen again.
I know.
If this even happens.
Yeah, that's true. That's a big if. I saw this the other day, another one of our favorite bands, The Offspring – or they're just The Offspring. Offspring. They
I thought it was The Offspring.
Oh, it is The Offspring. My bad.
Although on one of their albums, it just says
it just says Offspring, right?
Yeah, I thought on.
This came out just a couple of days ago. They did a 30-year anniversary concert, but it was from 2 years ago.
That's his Offspring.
Yeah, yeah. So that album right there, Smash, was released in 1994.
Yep.
I think it is. One of my favorite albums of all time. Ignition, which is the one before that, is also up there as one of my favorite albums of all time. And I didn't know that they did this, but I think we saw them in 2024, but I don't think they did the same. Like, so they played Smash in its entirety at this one concert or venue. Maybe it was on like the exact date that the album was released, but it's really good. I put a link there.
I watched a little bit of it, yeah. And then it got me down the rabbit hole of, who's... Because the drummer, I looked at him, I'm like, man, he looks so young. And I knew he wasn't original. There's no way. Yeah. And I looked into it. He's a guy that has played for, like, several different bands. Kind of like Josh Freese.
Uh-huh.
But I guess he's their official drummer now, but he's 31.
Yeah.
And I don't know why he looked, you know, like 17 on that video, but
he does look very young. And I know he was the drummer when we saw them last, but what I thought was funny was this album was 30 years old. So it's 32 years old now. He wasn't even born whenever this album
yeah,
came
that's
out.
True. That's true.
So I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I didn't think of it that way. But yeah, I started, and then I'm like, well, how many of the original are left? And it's just Dexter and Noodles.
Yeah,
and then I found this old video from like 1985 of them playing in
a
garage.
Gosh, I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
I haven't seen that one, but I didn't realize that they had been playing together since 1985.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that's 41 years ago?
Yeah. Well, I mean, NoFX started in, is 83 or 84, but it's kind of like they're not that much, you know, they're going to be around longer since NoFX has broken up. But
I also, speaking of going down the rabbit hole with Offspring, I remember us talking like way back whenever we were probably – you know, young and listening to them early on, and we're like, oh, this guy, you know, it's like the rumor, like, this guy is really smart, like, he's got a PhD or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah. Well, he didn't. He had a master's degree in like biochemistry or something, but it was 2017, so it's been a while ago, but he did earn a PhD in some kind of like science.
Yeah.
And he just gave the commencement speech to his alma mater.
I saw that. Yeah, there's a couple of punk bands like him, Milo Aukerman of the Descendants, and Greg Graffin of Bad Religion. They all are like geniuses. They have these
that's crazy
bioelectrical engineer degrees something. And like Milo, the one guy, from the Descendants, like the Descendants became kind of his part-time gig, where he enjoys the science so much more that he does that, and he'll step away to that's do really his band thing.
Yeah, that's really crazy. The last thing I had on here for music news, another one of my favorite bands, Dave Matthews, was on Seth Meyers last week, and the interview is just hilarious.
I was watching some of it. He's so awkward. Like
He's like awkward, silly, but he's like, that's how he is. You've never seen him live, have you?
No.
Gone to a concert? So they'll play like this long jam band session and have like, it'll be a beautiful song with like, you know, meaning and all that. And then in the middle of it, before the next one, he'll do all this silly stuff. Like he'll just, you know, talk to the crowd, but he does that kind of stuttering thing a lot, and he'll just say something, and it's usually joking around. He's just absolutely silly all the time. And that's how he was in that interview with Seth Meyers. But what I really liked, I don't know if you got to that part or not, was whenever they were talking about how they kind of became popular, and it was all through word of mouth and just people sharing tapes. And they really promoted that. They were all into bootlegging.
Oh, like, yeah. They
that was their thing. He's like, did you see the part where he's like, he's explaining it, and he's like, yeah, so we had a fiddle player and a saxophone player, and people were like, okay, that's awesome. And then
I didn't get that far into it, but yeah,
but we've talked about it before, you know. I remember right around the same time I was kind of getting into Dave Matthews, and you could find the bootleg copies at CD Warehouse, and you know, people had made them, so they were still for sale, but they were really cheap, and you could pick them up for a few bucks. And like Metallica was fighting against bootlegging and Napster and all that
they
stuff
were like,
at the time.
Go ahead, bring your recorders in and go ahead. Because, you know, it like, what does it really do? Because it's not going to be studio quality. It's not going to be their, even if they recorded a live show, it's not going to be that quality. Yeah. It's not going to be that great, but it, you know, if a fan wants to record, it's the same thing. I mean, remember back when Guns N' Roses, when Axl decided to Inside a Riot because someone took a picture. I mean, a picture.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's crazy. And, I mean, he's just such a likable guy and has such a, like, chill personality. And he's all about, he's, like, definitely not, he doesn't feel like he's, like, you know, absolute capitalism. Like, you know, I'm going to get every dollar out of everybody I can. I just go play
music.
He's
doing all right,
though. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what I was going to say is, like, both bands, you know, Metallica, Dave Matthews, whatever. Both Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, both have done very well, won Grammys and all that sort of thing. But it's just interesting how they took, you know, different
paths. And I mean, you can also say, well, it's their music, it's their prerogative, they can do what they want, you know. But on one hand, it kind of just says a thing to your fans, like, screw you.
And you know, we were young and just wanted to listen to music, and I didn't have the money to go out and buy all these albums, but I appreciated that ability to get my hands on the music more, and then I was able to hear it, and then ultimately did buy albums and have subsequently gone to see a lot of concerts since.
Yeah.
Whereas we've talked about Metallica's a band I've never gone to see because I had that kind of like angst against them for probably like, I don't know, 2 decades.
I don't know if I still have that.
No, I don't anymore.
It's not something I even think about.
No, I definitely don't anymore. But I just remember that was a thing back in like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah. Oh, man. So we're going in, we're about an hour or so.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Shop talk?
Yeah, we can do that. Oh.
I gotta do my...
I sound like a broken record. I've been talking about this every week, but I'm still rewiring this old house. And I've started on the downstairs. So yesterday, this was kind of funny. What I've had to do is remove the baseboards around the perimeter and then like drill through the studs in order to feed the wire to new outlets.
Yeah.
Some of the walls don't have any outlets at all. And then some of them only have like one, or they're in a really weird spot. I'm getting back to filming again, so I don't know if I'll have an episode to release on how to fix a workshop this Saturday, but hopefully the following Saturday. And yesterday I was on the first floor, and I cut out the baseboard, and there's like lath and plaster behind that. So I was removing that, and there was like stuff in the wall. So I'm pulling out these little booklets and stuff that were from like church. They were some kind of, I don't know, something you get, I guess, when you go to church, and it was like the music sheet and all that.
Oh, huh.
And it said it was from 1950. So I don't know if
really
like it's been in the wall since 1950 or what, but
why is it even in the wall?
I have no idea. But as I'm still continuing to pull stuff out, because it was like a bunch of just like debris or whatever from years of renovation. So I'm pulling that out. And I find a slipper, like an old shoe, like a slipper, and it's all deteriorated and stuff. But like for a moment, I was like, oh my God, what else am I going to find in here?
There's a body.
Yeah. It freaked me out for like a second because I watched too much CSI or
like choir lady,
whatever.
Had her church music that was just thrown in the wall.
Yeah, it was in her pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't find anything else in there, thank goodness. But man, it did give me like a moment of like, it just gave me the chills.
Now, you say it was a music booklet? Did it have like notes and stuff?
So there were some handwritten notes in there.
No, I mean like music notes.
I think it was just the words.
I was
like saying, a sing-along type
okay
thing.
It wasn't like you play this song and it reveals a door in the wall. You know,
oh my gosh, that'd be creepy.
Yeah,
and there was a little note card. I should have hung on to it, but I think I threw it away. There was a little like index card of. It looked like a little kid had to do like a some kind of report or whatever. Maybe it was like, hey, here's the proof of the book that I read, and this is what. But it was like a. It was like Green Eggs and Ham or something like that. But it was like. It was a Dr. Seuss. I know it was Dr. Seuss for sure, but I can't remember exactly what book it was. But they had to write like two or three sentences on what it was about. But I have no idea what year that was from. It was just pretty wild to find that stuff.
That's interesting. So. But you stopped digging after you got to the slipper.
Well, no, that was it. That was all. It all came out because I had to remove it.
There was
it.
No foot in the slipper.
Yeah,
right?
No, there wasn't. Yeah. No, but that's only one wall. I still have three more walls to go.
Okay. Maybe you'll find a surprise. There's never any gold bars just in the wall.
I know. Yeah. I do think about that. Like maybe there's money that got lost or I don't know how it got there. You know, I mean, I don't know if it like somehow like when they were doing a renovation in the past, did it make its way into the wall studs?
It's not like someone was like, oh, I'm going to leave this slipper in the wall.
Yeah. And it was just one, not two. So,
That's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Man. So while you've been doing that, I had we got a rug in our kitchen that it's kind of been a little stinky. I don't know if it was a dog that peed on it or something like that, but how many of those videos have you seen where a guy will take like a filthy rug or whatever. I mean, you can't even see the color, and it'll take a power washer to it. So I went out. I'm like, you know what? It's nice and sunny outside. Let me get the power washer. I put some essentially like a rug doctor.
It's like a cleaner?
Yeah, solution, like a cleaner, like pet solution, urine destroyer type thing. Okay. I put that in with, because I have a couple tanks that you can add to my power washer and turn that on and soap it up. So I got it all soaped up. And I spent about a half hour front and back to this thing, getting it really, then I rolled it up, squeezed all the water out and hung it up on the railing. I come out the next day, I smell it. I'm like, oh
man,
it still stinks.
Huh.
I'm like, well, it's time to get a new rug.
Yeah.
But I just don't know, like, what does it take to, have you ever had anything like that where you just can't clean it? Or, like, you would think, like, a power washer and having it dry in the sun and, you know.
I feel like we've just thrown them away. Like,
yeah.
We had a rug underneath our coffee table that the dog, our old dog Yoshi, made a mess on a couple times, and we're just like, we got to get rid of this thing.
Yeah. I was trying to save it, but what is the matter? What is up with you? Why are you acting all weird? Because
he knows that you're talking about his accidents that he's
no,
had.
No, I don't think it was him.
Oh.
I mean, it could have been our old Chance.
Oh, yeah.
But
speaking of that, though, going back to my story, this is probably a little bit more entertaining than the finding the slipper, was that, so there's been a few corners in the house that it's definitely noticeable that there's cat urine.
Oh, fun.
Oh, my God. That smell will not go away. So I've been cleaning those areas and, like, dousing them with vinegar to try to remove the odor.
Yeah.
Well, whenever I was removing the baseboard of the wall that I found the slipper in, I pulled it away, and the urine smell, like, about knocked me on my butt. It was so strong. Because it had, I guess, soaked under the baseboard and got absorbed into the drywall, but it went up like probably like 6 or 8 inches. So I had to cut all that out. It was like, it was still like either wet or, and I had gloves on, but it was like if I would touch it, it would just crumble like soggy cereal. It was so disgusting.
Cereal. Was that from your previous owner,
yes,
or was it
probably because they had three cats?
Here we go again. Here's my alarm again.
Oh yeah, there's detecting radon again. But it was so much that it absorbed up into the drywall, so I had to cut all. And the smell was like, the baseboard was holding the smell in, and then as soon as I removed the baseboard, it was like, ugh. So that is one of the worst smells in the world.
Cat urine. It's no fun.
Yeah. So you're going to do some editing, huh?
I need to.
Or you don't want me to say that out loud.
Yeah, well, I've got a few videos. I got that horse racing game, yard seed, dryer repair, failure, a turntable repair.
Oh,
I'm sure there's more out there that I just, I have, and I don't know what I'm taking so long to do.
I remember you did the driveway ceiling or whatever, sealant or whatever.
Oh, that was like 2 or 3 years old when I
And then it got pretty good view. I think it's still getting views.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good video. And I was like, oh, I never knew this was actually a thing. So it was helpful for me.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why I did it. I'm like, there's not really anything out there, but I waited 3 years to post that. So,
and YouTube is so funny now to me. It's like, you know, several years ago, I felt like maybe there was a little bit more like, we got to make sure that what we're putting out there is really good, which I know there's still that intent, but there's so much crap out there that you just never know what's going to take off.
Yeah.
And I don't know, the way people watch YouTube is so different now than it used to be. Where even me, I click on it and I'm like, oh, this is all the stuff is recommended to me. So these are the things I'm going to watch, as opposed to like
searching for stuff.
Yeah, that and subscriptions. Like whenever I used to subscribe to individual like woodworkers or whatever, and I'm like, oh, look, they got a new video, I got to watch it. Now, all those subscriptions, even if they're making videos, I don't know if they are or not, but they never get served to me as far as like
on my same. And then every once in a while, you'll get one. You're like, oh, I remember watching them all the time.
Yeah.
wonder what happened to them. Nothing. Yeah. They've been making videos. For some reason, they stopped. I guess if you... Well, I noticed that, too. So if you start watching... If you go down the rabbit hole by one particular... Like, lately, since the He-Man movie came out, I've... A lot of that type content of, like, old He-Man toys and stuff, it like, all of a sudden, my whole feed is that. Like, it's like, you have no other interest anymore. This is all you want to know about.
Yeah, that's so annoying.
Like, well, wait a minute.
And we have control over that because I know for me, I watch YouTube on TV a lot, but if you... When it comes up, it automatically goes to the home screen, which is all the recommendations that the algorithm thinks that you want to watch. But if you got to click down, like, I don't know, like six different levels to go to your subscription feed. And then you see all the things that come up that are in your subscription feed, but it doesn't default to that. So nobody, I feel like people don't look at it. It's over on the left over there. Or, no. See, I don't ever look at it on a laptop.
Oh.
You're just in the home.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah, it's further down on the left over there. It's even further out of your view. Yeah, there you go. It's somewhere in there.
Like Well, these are all my subscriptions. I have a ton.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, you click on that. Oh. Yeah.
Well, you can also see, like, all of a sudden, He-Man is on here.
So, you got to, like, almost go in there and clean up the algorithm to say... And sometimes it'll do that with if you have... You're searching for one thing, like, how do you do this? And then you find the answer for it. And I think there was a comedian that did a joke on this a while back, but it's like, no, I don't want to keep seeing videos on how to fix my garage door. I've already fixed my garage
door. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's the same way where you're looking for a specific part for, okay, like my dryer's broken. I need this, this thing. I find what I need. Buy it. But no, for the next month, I'm served up. Hey, we got dryer parts at dryerparts.com. We got this. Yeah.
You want to talk about the birthday party there? Did you watch any of that?
I didn't watch any of it. I'm not a big UFC fan to begin with. It's not like my thing.
I watched one fight.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because...
Now, I don't know. I thought the whole thing was very okay. I'm sure a lot of people felt this. I'm not like going off the rails. This
political segment coming up.
Not political at all. It's just a little weird. We're throwing all this crap on the White House lawn. Yeah. It's a little strange.
Yeah, it was.
It's not, it's one thing to have an Easter egg hunt on Easter, a Christmas tree or something like that, but this was, Monster Energy drink. And so I don't know, I feel there was no real reason to have it on the White House lawn.
No.
There was it's just a mess. But like I said, it's something I would have never watched anyway.
No.
So I'm not. It's not really for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same here. But I guess we conquered everything on our list.
Look at us.
For your.
Do we want to do a pop culture?
You can save it for next week.
Okay.
What are we at? About an hour and a half, probably.
We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting close. So. What have we learned today?
I don't know.
We've learned
Greg
that
needs to defrost his fridge.
I need to defrost my fridge. Mexican lager, the
it's pretty good.
It's good.
Cheez-Its,
Cheez-Its, not so much. We both want to see Spider-Man, and we want to see Faith No More.
Yeah,
and true. I need to edit some videos.
Oh yeah, that's been going on for some time.
So there you go. That is a show, everyone.
That's a show.
We'll see you next time.